Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Eugene Meltzner here, inviting you to join today's assemblage of characters and myself for an extended period of discovery, imagination, and exhilaration. Excitement, that is. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
A microcassette. What did he say? The cue?
It is the find of the century.
You'd better explain.
It's difficult to explain without any clearance.
It's Mr. Eugene, let's go back in the bathroom. You worthless hunk of...
Good morning, Jason.
Oh, hi, Eugene.
Are we having problems with our answering machine again?
What was your first clue?
The fact that you have it dissected and strewn all over the counter?
I came in this morning and all the buttons were flashing like a road accident.
Hmm.
Am I the only one who's noticed how often things glitch up around here?
Well...
Maybe we need to have the wiring in the whole building looked at.
Ouch! Be careful.
Hi, Jason. It's me. I'm in Chicago.
It's Mr. Whitaker. Listen.
I thought you should know. I found something at the site that I... And I brought it back here for tests. I sent you a package for safekeeping. Wish I had time to explain, but I'm rushing at a breakneck speed, so I may... Sorry I missed you.
Did you understand anything he said? I can't believe we missed him again.
No, but it sounded serious, whatever it was. Did I hear right he's in Chicago because of something he found at the archaeological site?
Evidently. And he sent you a package for safekeeping.
Eugene, do we have today's mail yet?
I have it right here. Mr. Sykes was delivering it as I walked out.
Great. No, that's not it. Hi, here we go.
Overnight mail to Jason Whitaker from Chicago.
And that's Dad's handwriting. A microcassette.
Any note?
No, just this scrap of paper. It says, the end.
Sounds ominous.
Eugene, do we have a microcassette player around here?
There's one in the kids' radio studio.
And our excavator will tunnel further tomorrow if the weather holds up. Monday. So far, the dig is giving us some wonderful surprises. The water pitchers, pots, and bowls are clearly first century in origin. Remnants of the Roman occupation are scattered all over the site.
Obviously, it's a taped diary.
Yeah, Dad's been known to do that when he didn't have time to write. Why did he send it to me? Did he want me to listen to the whole thing?
Well, it's a rather wild guess, but perhaps his note gives you a clue.
What, the end?
Yes. Maybe what he wants you to hear is at the end of the tape.
Huh. All right, then, fast forward it to the end.
Okay, this should do it.
I don't want to speculate. I have to fight the urge to jump to conclusions. But if this is what I think it is, I may have stumbled onto the most significant archaeological find since the Dead Sea Scrolls. Imagine it. The cue. That makes it even more important that we tighten security around the site. I better contact the Department of Antiquities for help. Better yet, I'll take some of the fragments to Professor Charles at the University in Chicago. It's safer that way. If this fell into the wrong hands, I'd... Wait. I think someone's here.
Is that it?
That's it.
I didn't understand that last part at all.
Hmm.
Good grief. What has Dad gotten himself into this time?
Well, does any of it make any sense to you?
Oh, not much. Play back that middle section.
Onto the most significant archaeological find since the Dead Sea Scrolls. Imagine it. The cue.
Yeah, there.
That makes it...
What did he say? Imagine it. The cue. Cue?
Cue is a British expression for a line. Maybe he means to imagine the line that will form to see whatever it is he found.
Dad doesn't think like that. Cue. Cue.
Billiards?
Never mind. How about the weird part at the end?
Oh, you mean, this?
Yeah, Yeah, is that some kind of foreign language?
Not one that I've ever heard.
What's going on here?
Well, I assume the answer is in Chicago, since it was from there that he called you.
Well, that makes sense. Universal Encyclopedia sponsored the archaeological dig, and that's where they're headquartered. Hmm. Dad probably brought back whatever he found to show to the board.
But aren't you on the board?
Yeah, which makes me even more miffed they didn't call.
Unless that message from your father was their attempt to contact you.
Yeah, maybe. I'll call around. Somebody has to know what's happening with Dad. Eugene, will you keep listening to that tape for any other clues? Especially that last line.
I certainly will. Cute.
I don't believe this.
Jason?
Come in, Eugene.
Have you made any progress with the board?
No, I can't get through to any of the members. They're either not answering their phones or they're out of town. This is really strange. I'm not sure what to do next. Did you figure out what Dad was saying on the tape?
Unfortunately, no. Though,
The what?
Well, I've been thinking about that phrase, about the cue. But it's so remote, even preposterous.
Well, I'll consider anything at this point.
Well, Mr. Whitaker mentioned his find being as significant as the Dead Sea Scrolls. So I was trying to remember what sort of find would be that earth-shattering. Only one came to mind.
And it was?
The Q document.
The what document?
Q, as in the letter Q.
You'd better explain.
The Q document is something scholars believe existed as source material for Matthew's, Mark's, and Luke's Gospels.
Source material?
Yes, to account for the similarities, even the exact wordings of the stories about Jesus in those Gospels. The scholars have long suspected that perhaps it's a fifth Gospel that Matthew, Mark, and Luke refer to when constructing their own books.
A fifth Gospel? Written by who?
Whom?
Whom?
Well, they don't know. That's why they called it simply Q. Jason, if your father has indeed unearthed the Q document, it is the find of the century.
And would explain the urgency of Dad's message.
Unless I'm completely wrong.
There's only one way to find out. Dad said he wanted to take fragments of his find to a Professor Charles at the University in Chicago.
Well, that would be Stephen Charles, renowned expert on Middle Eastern archaeology and languages. Are you going to call him?
No. If this is as big as you say, I'd better go to Chicago personally.
Jason, I think that we should go to Chicago personally.
Expect it to be so empty.
Well, the university is between semesters.
Now, which lab belongs to Professor Charles?
2E, according to this list. There it is on the left.
Uh-oh. I didn't realize that busted doors and broken windows were normal academic decor.
This must be a progressive school. Hello?
It's about time you got here. I've been... Oh, you're not the police.
No, sorry.
Looks like you had a little accident here. What happened? Mixed the wrong chemicals in your chemistry set?
I call the police and get a stand-up comedian. Who are you?
This is Eugene Meltzner.
Greetings.
I'm Jason Whitaker.
I'm happy for both of you. Now, if you don't mind, did you say Whitaker? What, a relative of John Whitaker?
Yes, his son.
I can see the resemblance.
Who are you?
Gary Burkhead. I'm a teaching assistant to Professor Charles.
Is the professor here?
No, I don't know where he is. Since you're a Whitaker, maybe you can tell me. I thought he was with your father.
Yeah, maybe he is. What happened?
What do you mean, what happened? Look at my lab. They ransacked it.
Who did?
I don't know. Probably the same guys who've been following us around.
But hold on. You're being followed?
You and your dad don't talk much, do you?
Communication's been a little difficult lately.
Maybe I better wait for the police.
This has to do with the Q document, I presume.
You know about that?
Then it's true. Good call, Eugene.
Thank you. Did you actually see the parchment?
Only fragments of it.
Well, any of it laying around in this mess?
You're kidding. Your dad and I assume Professor Charles took off with everything at the first sign of trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Like I said, we were being followed. Then Whit, your father, said somebody broke into his hotel room.
Really? Did he talk to the police about it?
Yeah, but your dad and Professor Charles decided to keep their mouths shut about the parchment. They figured enough people knew about it already.
Like whom?
Like who?
Cut it out.
Okay.
They never told me. I think they were afraid that the more I knew, the more trouble I'd get into. Judging by this mess, they weren't wrong. And yesterday, they found something that got them all riled up, but wouldn't show me what it was.
Could you be more specific with the phrase, found something?
All I know is that they were going through one of the larger fragments, and suddenly they went bug-eyed. I was on the other side of the room and asked them what it was. They wouldn't say. But I got a pretty clear impression that they weren't going to hang around for long. I figure they took off last night or this morning.
Any ideas where they went?
If they're together, and that's a big if. They probably headed back east.
East as in New York, Philadelphia, Dover, Delaware?
I mean, back east is in the Middle East. You know, Jerusalem, Damascus, the land of milk and honey. Now, look what they did to my new microscope.
Come on, let's go, Eugene. Sorry about the vandalism, Gary.
Yeah, so's my mother. My Assyrian chamber pot.
Well, Chief Inspector Meltzner?
I'm puzzled.
Me too. About what?
From all appearances, Mr. Whittaker stumbled onto the find of the century, and yet he and the professor then discovered something else that was dramatic enough to send him or them out of the country. What could it possibly have been?
Beats me. But I think we should get back to the hotel room, just to find out if my dad really did leave the country.
How are you going to do that when you don't know how to contact him?
By contacting someone bigger than my dad.
You're going to pray?
No. I'm going to call the U.S. government. Yeah. Okay, Thanks for the information. I'll be in touch. Bye now. Boy. Eugene, isn't that driving you crazy?
I beg your pardon?
Well, you keep playing and replaying Dad's diary. Aren't you going bonkers?
You asked me to listen for clues, which is precisely what I'm doing.
Well, yeah, but I... Never mind.
Have the phone calls yielded any results?
Not really. I called Alfred Brownlee in Jerusalem.
I know that name, but why?
He's an old associate of Dad's.
Ah.
I think he used to send artifacts to him in Odyssey. I thought he might know whether or not Dad's returned to Jerusalem. He knows about the Q document, but doesn't know where Dad is.
Now, you said you had contacts in the U.S. government who might be able to help?
Yeah. I guess I'll try them now.
Great.
I just hate to bother her.
Her?
Oh, that must be room service.
I'll get the door.
I'm starving. Hello?
Hi.
Is this Frank? Hi, Frank. It's Jason Whittaker. Listen, is Tasha there? She's not? Where is she?
Well, turn around and you'll see.
Tasha?
Hi.
Sorry, Frank. She just walked in. What in the world are you doing here?
Is that any way to greet your fiancé?
Oh, sorry, right. Hi. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you, too.
Now, what in the world are you doing here?
Oh, probably the same reason you're here, your father.
Uh-oh.
You have some connection to Mr. Whittaker?
Well, yeah, I do, but it's difficult to explain without any clearance.
Clearance? You need a higher ceiling to talk about it?
You know what I mean, Jason.
Yeah. Eugene...
I can take a hint. I shall retreat to the bathroom and listen to my tape there.
Thank you. I'll explain what I can later.
I'm sure I'll be in the bathroom if I'm needed.
I hate that. Eugene's a good friend.
He is, but he's a good friend who doesn't have any security clearance.
I get it. Why does he need security clearance to talk about my dad? You're not about to tell me that the agency's involved with this somehow.
Now, don't take this wrong, Jason, but there isn't a lot I can tell you either.
What?
Well, technically, you don't have security clearance anymore.
You're joking.
You know me better than that. When an operation is in full swing...
Operation? What operation?
I can't tell you.
Well, I may as well just go into the bathroom with Eugene, then. What can you tell me? I mean, I don't believe you're here just because you missed me.
I'm here to ask you to back off trying to find your father. Leave him to us.
Now I know you're joking.
I'm not, Jason. Please listen. There's more to this than meets the eye.
How do you know that?
I just know, that's all.
Well, do you know where he is?
Sort of.
Sort of?
Well, we know he's back in the Middle East and got as far as the airport in Tel Aviv. He flew back on the red eye last night.
You got that much from passport control. But where is he right now?
That we don't know. He disappeared after he arrived.
Disappeared? Like how? Well, went into hiding, or was he kidnapped so somebody could get the Q document?
Well, that's what we're trying to find out, and you won't help by getting in the way.
Well, thanks for the vote of confidence.
Look, Jason, please don't take this personally.
Why shouldn't I? He's my father, and you're my fiancé. And frankly, I don't know where either of you are right now.
Now, don't be like that. Don't you trust me?
Only about as much as you seem to trust me. You haven't told me anything at all.
I can't. You know how it is. Anything I say might compromise the operation.
Might compromise your operation, but not mine. I'm gonna go find my father.
How?
Sorry, that's classified.
Please, Jason, don't be obstinate. It's not you against us.
Look, when it comes to the safety of my father, it's me against the world if necessary. Seriously, Tasha, drop the company line and tell me what's going on here. What, is Dad working for the agency again?
Maybe. Maybe not.
Meaning you're not even sure? What, you think he's turned on you? Well, he's a double agent? He took the Q document and ran?
Wild guesses won't help anything.
Well, they're all I have until somebody gives me the facts.
There's no talking to you when you get like this.
Well, then tell me what's going on.
You know, you were like this at Trickle Lake. Remember? When we sat by that fallen tree and you said... Oh, there's no point in talking about it now. I have to go.
This is all wrong, Tasha.
I know. But there's nothing else I can do.
Not even a kiss goodbye?
I'm on duty. See you.
I'm sure you will. Oh, boy. Fallen tree. Eugene? Are you in there?
Is it safe?
Yeah.
Good, because I think I just found a clue.
You're kidding. In the bathroom?
I do some of my best work there. If you listen to the...
Wait, Eugene. Let's go back in the bathroom. I just realized something.
You realized you need a shower?
No, it's just a precaution. I think Tasha was warning me out there and I didn't even realize it.
Warning you about what?
She mentioned the time we sat on a fallen tree up at Trickle Lake.
Yeah?
Well, if I remember right, the tree was dead and we were instantly covered by bugs.
Oh, she believes we're about to be invaded by insects?
No, I think she was saying that the room here is bugged. That might explain why she was being so cagey.
Jason, forgive my ignorance, but why would our room be bugged? I thought we were dealing with aggressive-minded archaeologists. This sounds more like James Bond.
Well, it gets more like James Bond whenever the agency's involved.
And to which agency are you referring?
Let's just say it's one of the intelligence agencies. Truth is, my dad and I have done some research and analysis for them.
Oh, and Tasha?
Yeah, her too.
Just so it's all in the family.
Eugene, listen, do you have a passport?
Well, of course I do.
Do you have it with you?
As a conscientious traveler, I always carry my passport with me. Why do you ask?
I was just thinking that the only way we're going to find my dad is to follow his tracks.
But you don't even know where his tracks begin or end.
Well, I know they end somewhere in Israel. And that's where I think we need to go.
We?
Yeah. Eugene, how would you like to take a trip to the Middle East?
I'd have to think about it. Okay, I thought about it. Let's go. By the way, your treat?
And if any of our cabin crew can be of assistance to you, don't hesitate to let us know. We'll begin our movie shortly. Thank you for flying Pan World Airways.
Oh, great. This is a movie I've been wanting to see.
Jason? Would you like to hear what I found on Mr. Whitaker's tape?
Oh, that's right. You said you heard something.
As I was fast-forwarding and rewinding through the last portion of his diary, I was suddenly struck by that strange phrase of your father's. The one that sounded like another language?
Okay.
It's not another language, it's English.
It didn't sound like any English I've ever heard.
Ah, but it will if you listen to it backwards. Here, put these headphones on. Now, here's how it sounded before.
This fell into the wrong hands, Wait. I think someone's here. Remember, this is...
Okay, got it.
And here's how that last part sounds backwards.
Jason, remember, how I do is nothing great.
How I do is nothing great? Well, that doesn't sound like Dad. For one thing, the grammar is awful.
Precisely. Which makes me think there's a message within the message.
Good thinking. But what's the message?
I have no idea.
Oh.
But we have a lot of time on this flight to figure it out. Perhaps if we take the phrase word by word?
But what about the movie?
Thank you, and enjoy your visit.
Thanks.
The exit is this way, Jason.
Oh, okay.
How I do is nothing great. You know, I was just thinking that if we transpose the words...
Eugene, stop. Huh? We spent the entire flight working on that phrase, and my brain is tied up in knots.
But I thought you liked breaking codes.
I do, but we don't even know it is a code. Dad might have been in too much of a hurry to think about what he said. I don't know. My mind is turned to oatmeal.
Jason, it can't be tied up in knots and turned to oatmeal at the same time.
Eugene?
Yeah?
Drop it.
Oh,
I'd know that resemblance anywhere. You must be Jason Whittaker. Welcome to Tel Aviv.
Hi. Who are you?
Oh, I'm Alfred Brownlee, at your service.
Oh, well, it's nice to meet you, Alfred. This is Eugene Meltzner.
Oh, a pleasure.
Indeed.
I trust your flight was restful?
Not really, but I'll feel better as soon as I get to the hotel.
Mm. My car is out front. Oh, stay close to me. We're being watched.
We are?
By who?
I think I've narrowed it down to two different organizations.
Oh, only two. What a relief.
One calls itself the Symposium.
Sounds academic.
As a front, it is academic in nature. Liberal scholars who would like nothing more than to get their hands on wits fine so they can disprove the claims of Jesus Christ.
As a front?
Oh, that's their public face. Behind the scenes, they're a group of psychopathic terrorists.
Oh, joy.
What's the other group?
They call themselves First Things. Again, on the surface, they're simply a conservative coalition to preserve the traditions of Scripture. They would view Witt's find as a clear threat and would want to snuff it out immediately.
Snuff it out how? By revoking his membership in the Archaeological Society?
They'll do whatever it takes. Violence is not beneath them. Huh. At the heart of both organizations is not a love of Scripture, but a desire for power. That's all. They've been stumbling all over each other today, waiting for your arrival.
Our arrival? Why us?
They believe that you'll lead them to John Whittaker.
So he still hasn't turned up yet?
No. But they're hoping he will, now that you've arrived.
Are we in any imminent danger?
Hard to say. The stakes seem to be increasing at every turn.
What stakes?
The latest revelation has everyone desperate to grab your father and the parchment he found.
Latest revelation?
Yes, you know. Oh, maybe you haven't heard. I was sure you had. Why else would you come all this way? It's the reason Whit and Professor Charles hightailed it out of Chicago.
You know about that? This whole business has to be the worst kept secret in the world.
Though I suspect we're the last to know anything about it.
Okay, so what's this great revelation that sent my dad running from Chicago?
Well, you know the parchment gave every impression of being the Q document?
Yes, we know all about it.
Now you say every impression. Do you mean that it isn't the Q document? Is that the latest revelation?
No. Oh. The latest revelation is what Whit and Professor Charles found towards the end of the parchment.
And what was that?
The story of Jesus was changed in a very important way. It said that Jesus died on the cross and didn't rise from the dead.
What?
It said the disciples had bribed the Roman soldiers and moved the body.
So people have been trying to spread that lie for years.
Maybe so, but this parchment gives specific instructions about where to find the buried bones of Jesus.
It's not possible.
Possible or not, that's what the parchment says.
What's wrong, Eugene?
What's wrong? Don't you realize the significance of what Mr. Brownlee just said? If Witt's parchment is correct, if it really tells us where the bones of Jesus are, then the faith of millions, myself included, would be shattered. If Jesus didn't raise from the dead, then I dare not even think about it.
Now, Eugene, don't get yourself all worked up. We don't have any of the facts about this, and we won't until we find my dad.
Yes, about that. Any ideas how to do it?
Well, as much as I'd like to go straight to the hotel, I think we should go out to Dad's archaeological site now.
The Aharoni Day?
Uh-huh. It's where Dad found the parchment. Maybe he left some clue about where he is. Maybe he's even there.
No, I doubt that. But I'm sure it's worth having a look.
Now, do you think you can get rid of anyone who tries to follow us?
Oh, I can certainly try. What do you think, Jason?
Well, if there was anyone trying to follow us, I think you lost him.
Jason, perhaps we should tell Alfred about that phrase of Witt's, "How I do is nothing great."
How I do is nothing great?
It was something my dad said in a cassette he sent to me. But trust me, you don't want to get involved with trying to figure that one out. Is that the dig up ahead?
Yes, it is. I'll pull around back to his trailer, but I must warn you to be on your guard.
On guard? Why?
The fact that we haven't been followed doesn't preclude the possibility that someone isn't already stationed at the site to watch for us.
Good point.
I wish you'd thought of that before we made the trip.
That's Witt's trailer up ahead.